Episode 614, The Beauty of Pain.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet ladies. I hope your week is going extremely well. I hope you are just really enjoying each and every moment in your life. Because you know what? When we blink, it seems like it's gone. I feel like this year is just flown by. And so today, I want to give you a little bit of seeds of wisdom. And that seed of wisdom that I want to plant with you today is the beauty of pain. When troubles and struggles strike, pain infuses our mind, body, and spirit. We try to dismiss the pain we're feeling. But what if we embraced the beauty of pain? And that pain could actually shine a light on the changes needed to lead us to greatness, the greatness that you were created for. Instead, though, we are quick to buckle down and shut out any possibilities of hope to change because the pain hurts too much. We run away. We don't want to face it. I was flipping through the channels, and I can't say I am a TV-holic because I'm not, but I do enjoy watching some TV, and sometimes I actually have it on in the background. Well, obviously not now since we're recording, or you'd be hearing the TV in the background. But I was flipping through some of these channels, and I came across the cooking channel. I believe Chop Jr. was on, and it caught my eye because of a question the judge had asked. They had, I think at that time it was three teenagers. They were the young chefs. And one of them asked this girl, she was absolutely adorable, and they said, you know, what led you to the kitchen? And she went on talking about her birthmark. And that this birthmark that she had on her face was something that was very rare. It caused her great pain. And she had been through 15 surgeries up until the airing of this. 15 surgeries on her face. The beauty of pain. The beauty of pain led her, though, to the love of cooking. It was her escape. And just in the little clip that I saw of her in the kitchen and then heard this interview, she has this natural talent when it comes to knowing food and how to work with it. She made this original taco with stuff in it. I can't even remember what it was. It was a flour tortilla. Remember, I was flipping through the channel, so I really wasn't paying attention much. But it was her story that caught my ear and made me want to stop and hear more. And the whole idea that I think when it comes to pain is sometimes I think we feel marked, like we have a target. Someone is always out to get me. I can't do anything right. Maybe you sometimes feel like you have a target with your car and you're speeding and you get too many tickets. Or maybe it just seems like everybody, no matter where you go, no matter where you live, you're always a target. Nothing ever goes your way. Someone's always out to get you. The beauty of pain. You see, we give in to this mark, the pain. We set up camp and we settle in because to do anything else would just bring about more pain. So why bring about more pain? We just sit here and accept the pain that we have. Because we don't want to experience more. And then what happens? We become numb to it. This then is the norm of your life. Is that the life that you really want to endure every single day? Do you really want to accept that the pain that you experience, and what I mean by pain, I'm not necessarily talking about physical pain where, you know, you have a wound on your, you know, maybe you burned yourself and it's painful and eventually that goes away. I'm talking about a pain. It could be a relationship pain in your marriage. Maybe there is something happening within your marriage and you're just not communicating well. You're not on the same wavelength anymore. You feel more disconnected than connected. Maybe you have felt some emotional pain. Maybe you recently lost a loved one. And this loss has brought about this even worse than depression. You don't know how to handle it. You miss them so much. Maybe it was a loss of a child. And there's no greater pain than the loss of a child. But it's easier to deal with the numbness and go through life and go, you know what? This is just what it's going to be. I'm okay with it. But is it really that easy? Because you were created for so much more. You, my friend, my sister, you were created for greatness. And in the pain that you're feeling, there's actually beauty in it. What if you took your pain and allowed yourself to see the beauty where it could be leading you? The next step, that one step that leads you to miles of greatness. What would it be? How would it change your life? Instead of looking at pain and letting the pain stop us, what if we took that pain and allowed it to elevate us? See your pain for what it is. Don't give it any more. Don't give it any less. We love to over-dramatize. I love being on stage. I actually played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz when I was younger. I know. I could never do it now, I'm sure. But I loved it. I even had, okay, we didn't use a real Toto, but I had the cute little basket. And I used this, I have to tell you the story. I used this Kleenex box cover that was white, and it was like a shaggy little Toto. And we couldn't use a real dog. That was just like unheard of. I'm like, really? I want to use a real dog. But we couldn't. So we used the Kleenex cover. It was really cute. We kind of stuffed it on the inside and out it poked in the basket. It's neat to be in drama. But when you take your pain and you over-dramatize your pain, there is no beauty in that. And not only do you suffer, but the people around you suffer too. And in actuality, is that really, truly the life that you want to live? Now, I'm not saying that some circumstances, you're going to find some seasons in your life that are beyond painful, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And you really need some time to deal with that pain. Then you take that time. But what happens in our day-to-day living? We adopt that pain as, well, this is just, I got to chuck it up. This is just how it is. Whatever. I'm just loading the trucks. I'm just getting whatever I need to get done. I'm going to bed and I'm repeating. It's the same old, just a different day. That's not the way to live. But if you were to take your pain and see the beauty of it and see that you actually might be able to use it as a stepping stone to your greatness, would it be worth your endeavors to see what you could do in your life? So see your pain for what it is. Don't over-dramatize it. Understand there is healing if you're willing to do the work. Spiritual healing, physical healing, emotional healing, relational healing. Mental healing, psychiatric healing. There is healing when we begin to understand and we're willing to put in the effort, the work. The beauty of pain could be part of your GPS system. It may actually be leading you down the path that you would have never discovered without that pain. Think about the girl with the birthmark. 15 surgeries. Her escape was the kitchen. And now she has this amazing talent and gift in cooking. And she serves up everybody unconditional love. And she's really good at it. Now, we can't sit here and forecast the future or the past and say, well, if she didn't have that birthmark, then maybe she still would have ended up in the kitchen, but we don't know that. But what we do know is that mark on her led her to what she loves to do now and what she wants to do in her future as a young teenage lady. She's got a bright future, the beauty of pain. And I want to take it one step further. We talk about the beauty of pain. Think about the biggest sacrifice someone has given you. That someone is Jesus Christ. There was beauty in his pain for you when he died on the cross. The holes that are in his hand. The physical pain that he took. Him being beaten. The crown of thorns put on his head. His side stabbed. However, there was beauty in his pain for you, for me. If we would stop long enough and get out of our busyness and step away from our whines and understand that in life, some things are just bigger than us. And sometimes what we complain about are just piddly things. Let these piddly, trivial things go away. See the beauty of pain. You don't have to like the cards that you're dealt. Life was never said to be easy. And in fact, we know it to be true that it's not going to be easy. But there is beauty in pain. And if you change your mindset and be watchful of the tone of your thoughts, you will be able to discover that. And you won't live numb to life and numb to the beauty that's around you. Because when you allow yourself to see the beauty of pain, the beauty of opportunity and the beauty of your greatness will shine even brighter. Go out and shine your light so bright. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.